This is a community still in mourning, and reflecting on that day of horror induces painful memories. Some of the families visited the now closed school in what they describe as the most difficult experience. Bullet holes from a semi-automatic rifle no higher than their chest line littering the classroom walls. Close to 400 law enforcement personnel congregated in and around the corridors of Robb Elementary on May 24th, 2022. But for more than an hour, as young victims bled out, some calling 911 or loved ones, armed police controversially didn't enter the classroom where the massacre was unfolding. One father we spoke to, Javier Cazares, whose 9-year-old daughter Jacqueline was killed, tells us of his anger, his frustration, his disgust. It's unbearable, he says, even describing his emotions. Since the shooting in Uvalde, there have been more than 130 documented incidents of gunfire on school grounds, leaving dozens dead. Nationwide, there have been hundreds of mass shootings this past year alone. As a gun owner, Javier and other parents are promising to do whatever they can to stop what he calls a uniquely American experience. Benji Haya, Uvalde, Texas.